Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 16. The Reverend Dr. John Sias is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, the 12th chapter. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Prophecy in proportion to our faith. If service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Peter agrees with St. Paul that we ought to count the patience of the Lord as salvation, though he says Paul writes some things hard to understand. This passage, to judge by the translations, might be one of them. In these latter days of the end, of course, we think in short little sentences, don't we? Short words, even. Whereas Paul, enlightened yet by the bright dawn of the end, still thinks in long. He can hold it all together. We text. Anxious hearts overflow and spits and dribbles through mouths and thumbs. God help us, we even twit. All connective thoughts are lost. Life imitates language, words being the fount of life. So perhaps it's no wonder we hardly understand our or each other's fragments of life, even within the one body. Whoever chopped this epistle for Epiphany 2 to go with the Cana Gospel chopped it mid-sentence and mid-thought, it seems to me, when he started with verse 6. Now, there's an excuse because Epiphany 1 left off the same chapter at verse 5. But we don't do so well with what's here without what's gone before. But life imitates language. That's the story of our lives, no? So let's give it a go from here, humanly speaking, as we do. How did you hear these words today? Well, we've got different gifts. I'm good at this, she's good at that. Odd thing is, I'm better at everything that's not my job. What I don't know is, this is because I've never tried to do those things as a steady gig, but we've got different gifts, so let's use them. Have I got the gift of prophecy? You betcha. I'll tell you what's going to happen, even without all the facts of the now. I do that in proportion to my faith, just like it says, scarily enough. I believe it, so it must be so. If I serve, I'll do my serving my way. If I feel like teaching, I'll teach, and so on. That's the dog's breakfast we make of that, starting with self-diagnosed diversity and then going on to make our self-prescribed prescriptions, manufacturing imperatives, even in some of our Bibles under the header, Marks of the True Christian, which Paul most definitely didn't insert there. Love. Love genuinely, knucklehead, we say. Not like those fakers who make show of loving me. Hate the evil, got that down, made a list, checked it twice. Hold fast to the good. Good God Almighty, I'm trying. But it seems like it's always getting away. Am I the only one hanging on? Don't be slothful in your zeal now, and so on. For us, it is all do, do, do. And not quite done. Tried my best, tried that before. Not my gift. Not again. All these gospel imperatives, the shopping list and my 10,000 steps for the day, and then the comparing and the questioning. What's my gift? Where can I use the gift I think I have? Why are the right people, mostly me, never in any of the right places, namely everywhere I'm not? How's this church, if it's still one church, going to get anywhere? How are we doing with all that? If we started with us and our diversity and our aspirations, wise in our own sight, and all we have to guide us is where we run out of gas. One bread, one body, we? Ugh. It's true what St. Paul and St. Peter both say, that with us the patience of the Lord is to be counted as salvation. If we're in this church yet, patient he is. Where do we go from there? I think we'd best rewind a bit and hear this again. Where Paul begins, not where the cut does, not where we do. Paul's thought begins in a sense in verse 3, where it ends in verse 16. Don't be your own genius, he says. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Think with sober judgment, he says, as it is necessary to think, as God has parceled out to each one a parcel of the faith. Think in this way, that is, that God has given you a share. That is a plot of land in the new Israel, in the body of Christ. It's not yours to stake out or work out or wall off, for it is not the children of the flesh, of the law of works, that get that share, but the children of the promise, of the gospel. And that promise rests on grace, on God's doing, God's giving, God's disposition toward us in Christ. And that is never uncertain. And that never runs out of gas. Never. And that's why Abraham's faith could live and work when his own body seemed as good as dead. Why he did not have to waver concerning the promise of God, but could be fully convinced that God was able to do, even with and through his weak flesh, what he had promised. That faith, and no other, was counted to him as righteousness. Now, I'm rewinding a lot back to Romans 4, but the point in all of this is that none of what we see here in this text makes any sense, bears any hope, apart from the one grace given, which is in the death of Jesus Christ for our sins, grace sealed to us in promise by his resurrection. All these gifts that the church so desperately needs and all their purposes, through which we are members one of another, Paul says, are to be according to, that is, part and parcel of this one grace of God toward us in Christ Jesus. There's one goal of saving us through him. Think of these gifts, this work, in that. These gifts are in that as definite to us as the charge given to Abraham. And they are as sure as his promise. God has put us, showed us, told us. These things are definite. Not everyone is given to prophesy, that is to preach. But some God appoints through his church, and Paul says to them, how shall you be a profitable member of this body? By preaching according to the rule of faith. If you're put in an office of service, of ministry, then do your part as a servant, a minister. If you're put in an office of teaching, then teach, exhortation or encouragement, then do that. If your part is to contribute, do it with single-mindedness. Not for your aspirations, but for God's purpose, the good of the whole. If you preside, do it with zeal. If you do mercy, let it be cheerful. Attend to your calling, that is, in faith. And what comes then? Genuine love. That is, the members of the body hating the evil, binding themselves to the good, loving as brothers, honoring the other more than the self, and so on. One body, knit together. But whatever you do, in whatever offices and callings God has appointed you, all of this, do it according to the grace, rooted in the promise. As ones commended for this task, not by your past or your pretensions or your aspirations, do it not as slaves, striving to do your part so that some magic can someday be triggered when you've done enough, or as ones meting out current effort by past performance, past return. Don't do it that way. but as sons. By faith in the Christ who is making all things new, who with the Father and the Spirit is working yet, even through the likes of us. That is how the body's many gifts go on profitably together, and the body thrives and grows. Yes, we need to think of this all as the one long sentence. Hold it all together, the gifts with the gift, with the grace, as Paul does. But what does the promise say in which Paul reminds us here all is rooted? Among other things, St. Paul says, chapter 6, on the basis of Jesus' death for all sin and his resurrection from it to our faith, he says that we must count ourselves, whatever we see in us, already dead to sin and alive to God in him. We do not see that in our past performance, especially when we're together as church, it's true. But it is promised us in him. God does it. Promise is that sin will have no dominion over us, since we are not under law, but under grace. This grace that Paul roots everything in here. And promised, sealed, delivered to, is that if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and he does, and he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. In the hereafter, will we see this? You betcha. Manifestly. Yes, indeed, by the promise of God. But I think even more miraculously and more importantly, Christ is here already making all things new by faith. And we're meant to see and be this now. Therefore, use your gifts in his grace by faith. As members of the body and his church, even made up of our weak flesh, will be enlivened here and now by his Spirit. We have his promise. Let's hold it together. And the best by faith is yet to come. And past performance is no limit on his making new, because the dead don't stay dead anymore, whether each of us or all together. And now to the one who is able to strengthen you according to his gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, to the only wise God be glory forevermore. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Joseph and Deaconess Jenny Asher, who serve the Lord in Germany. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.